Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Tuesday. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today. Thank you for tuning into our program. With me online is Kevin Polke. Kevin is the founder and executive director of KP Counseling over in Rockford, Illinois, and Shatter Our Silence, a nonprofit organization which he started back in 2016. And we have just, had a great time yesterday talking just about his passion. And Kevin, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back. Yes, I enjoyed our conversation yesterday.
Do you know, Shatter Our Silence, our listeners don't always hear or catch the first day. Can you talk a little bit, share quickly here with our listeners, what is that about?
Really, Shatter Our Silence is about just that, breaking the stigma around the factors that lead to young adult suicide. And breaking that stigma, raising awareness of the factors that lead to young adult suicide, and what things can we learn about that so we can intervene and possibly be a light in the darkness of young adult suicide.
And you know, honestly, this is a difficult topic for anybody to address. But this week, we are going to be looking at Shatter Our Silence, Breaking the Stigma Around Suicide. So, you know, yesterday you shared how God had just really burdened your heart through the loss of three classmates that your son knew in high school, how they had taken their life, and God had just opened doors for you to open and begin this nonprofit with others. But let me ask you this, Kevin. When you say there's a stigma around suicide, can you explain that a little bit better?
I think, like, any time that there is just the word stigma itself, I think it's usually these preconceptions that we have about it, and that the preconceptions is, in general, are a lack of awareness, a lack of understanding about it. So there'll be things such as, I've heard people say, they were being selfish, or they were looking for attention, or they weren't very strong individuals, and mm-hmm. so they just gave up. Those types of things, or they must have been some, you know, it was those individuals that had some kind of mental illness that we don't understand about. And that has not at all been my experience over the last 28 years. And for sure hasn't been the more I got into research over the last 3 years of this, has not at all been true. And so that's really where I want to kind of break my own silence and break the silence in the profession as well as in the community about it.
We're so glad, too, that you're doing this. And as you brought those questions up, when people say, well, you know, they were just weak, or they must have had some kind of mental illness that we don't understand. How do you respond to that?
Well, it depends. You know, it depends on the individual, because sometimes, though, you know, when someone says that, because I want to have compassion for the person who's even saying that, mm-hmm. So I want to understand where they're at and what has been their experience, because they themselves may be someone who either survived a suicide attempt, or someone close to them died from suicide, or maybe it's just something that's never even been in their circle. So I want to know a little bit about their story, which then helps me to explain that. And so it really kind of depends. Because what I've learned over time is that I don't want to myself fall in the trap of discriminating against someone who's, I don't want to be prejudiced against someone who's being prejudiced.
I like that. I really do. You know, your answer is just moving me, kind of convicting me in a way, because your answer is to have compassion for those who are not compassionate in some regard because of who knows what, but for you to hear their story so you know why they're not understanding it. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And then at that point, maybe, and usually if I can get out of the way, that's when God can kind of work through me to help in the scenario. Because if I try to do it, then I usually get in the way and it ends up being ego and all these other things that get involved. So, but if I can try to get their understanding of what's going on, then maybe we can come together and have a better understanding of this topic and other people that are struggling.
Yes. Shatter Our Silence work with families that have lost a loved one this way? Because I know that's just such a shock.
Yeah. So one of the things that we work on doing is that if an event, if an incident has happened within the community, a school, a church, a business, or in a family, we do what we call postvention, and that's coming in afterwards and working with the grief. It's not necessarily counseling, but it'll be that initial support, that initial intervening at a time right immediately afterwards, and then that may be linking them up with local resources. So, so yes, we don't provide counseling with Shatter Our Silence. We rely on a KP counselor and other local entities to do that, but we do try to come in and provide support and education initially.
That's wonderful. Let's pause here, take a break, but when we come back, I want to throw you a curveball, okay?
Okay.
So be ready for it. Let's hear from our sponsor.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Kevin Polkey before the break, the topic of the week is Shatter Our Silence, Breaking the Stigma Around Suicide. And I shared with you just before our break that I was going to throw you a curveball, but it's something I've always wondered. Okay. I've brought it up off and on with other therapists, but it has been a little bit of my experience, Kevin, and I am nowhere exposed to this as much as you have, that suicide and the suicidal attempts and ideation seem to somewhat run in families. Have you experienced that?
Well, I definitely think the research supports that there may be maybe not the suicide. The factors that lead to it, and one of those may be a form of mental illness or other forms of mental, you know, depression as being a form of mental illness or mood disorder. So there may be a genetic disposition. Mm-hmm. There also may be some environmental factors that may lead from generation to generation, and they may contribute to that darkness. And so that may be an element of it as well. And then also, I think there is a risk of vulnerability. An at-risk, yes. Mm-hmm. If there's been this idea of a legacy that's passed on. Grandpa did that. It's kind of like if Grandpa and Uncle Johnny was in the military, then and Dad was in the military, so I'm going to go in the military.
Right.
It also may be that part of it could be seen as a perception that this is an option or a way out, and or even almost like a curse, and so I think those perceptions can all play a part into it. But as when I'm working with people, working with a therapist, or working with a client. I believe that God's given us choice, Mm-hmm. And that we can override those false perceptions, that even though they may feel very real to us, I don't believe it's what God intended for us, that we weren't born and at some point die as a result of suicide.
Absolutely. And I just, I love that you've brought that up, because that is where this raising awareness comes in and helping them see that their thinking is so irrational, and it doesn't have to be, and they do have choices. Yeah. You know, as we close out today, I'm going to backpedal here a little bit. You don't do, you know, we provide, or you provide referrals for local agencies to work through on a counseling level. But post-intervention, is this something you provide national, statewide? This is, you know, just coming kind of right in after the crisis.
Yes, we do that. Up to this point, it's been more local and state and regional-wise. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would or look to be involved to do that on a larger scale if the need is there. Mm-hmm. So, and that probably originally started when I was asked to be involved when 9/11 happened. And I ended up not going out there during that time period, but that was the first time that I'd gotten that phone call, just because we had so many of our local first responders that we had to, that I wanted to locally work with their families with. So.
And you also speak at schools and other community organizations in the attempt to raise awareness. Is that not true?
Yes. Yeah, we've done about 150 talks in the last year and a half, 2 years.
Yes. You know what? Our time has run out again. I want to encourage our listeners to visit us at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook. Call our office. If you have a loved one or a friend that you suspect may be thinking wrongly in this area, we have therapists that can answer your questions, give you some guidance. And, you know, this is the time to step up. And we're going to talk about that more this week, looking at the risk factors and the warning signs. Can you be back with us tomorrow, Kevin?
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
I as well. Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.